area and our special coverage of Mariners spring training on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Yes, indeed, we are live from Peoria, Arizona. It is 2019 spring training for your Seattle Mariners. Man, everything is new.
Yes, it is.
Bucky, people got new pants on, new haircuts, new beard formations.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. There's
not a single loss that has been registered. Nobody's batting average is blemished at this point. Nobody's made an error.
Nope.
At least that counts in historical...
Nothing.
You're basically perfect. Everything's brand new.
Everything is perfect.
You're like waking up to the world anew.
Yep. You show up to your locker, and you got like a bunch of boxes, new spikes, you know, your new turf shoes, stuff you're going to hit in BP. Your bats have shown up, all your new bats. You start looking through those new batting gloves. God, this is literally one of the best. Now, I mean, the big league level, then you got your new sleeves, you know, your Mariner sleeves and your little pullover thingies.
And everybody likes new clothes.
Fresh sliding shorts is maybe one of the greatest things ever. I mean, everybody knows what it's like to put on some new undies, right?
Yeah.
New undies, just that, ooh, you're like, well, sliding shorts is a thing. You're going to wear them every single day. I mean, you get washed, hopefully.
Yeah.
But you're going to
unless you're on a hot streak. Then you just let that funk go.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a superstition that I never did go with. That was one I didn't want to have stinky junk. So
I still have the same sliding shorts on from high school.
Every day.
Yeah,
just
because I went 3-for-3 in my last game.
You're like, I got to wear it now. I'm going to just go ahead and take this one forever. Well, that's nice. I like that. So, yeah, you're right. It's a new day. A new dawn is upon us.
That's right. Bucky Jacobson, Chuck Powell with you. It is Chuck and Buck in the morning. Sports Radio 950 KJR. We're going to be here all week bringing you this team, introducing you to some of the new faces around here, and, of course, priming you for 2019 as the season gets underway. We won't ignore the other topics going on, of course, in the Seattle sports scene, but our primary focus will be the M's. And, you know, there's... Look, I realize that it has been an off-season of change, one, Bucky, that the entire organization has copped to. We have confessed this is our game plan, that we are going to take a step back. We're all right with taking a step back. If it doesn't, if we end up taking a step forward, awesome. You know, that's
great.
But we are all right with taking a step back or two this year in order to put us back on what we think is a more substantial championship path going forward. And I applaud it. I mean, I don't think that you're doing your fan base or yourself any service by just trying to end a playoff drought. I think everybody's got to have their eye on the prize. And so that's what the Mariners have intentionally done. So, is it the most exciting way to start a season? Of course not. And I feel for the fan base. But I will say this. There's another aspect of this. The more that we end up talking about off-season moves and prospects, the baseball fan is a lot more educated than ever before. And there is an exciting element to watching that new prospect come up.
Yep.
And the Mariners really haven't had that guy here the last couple of years.
Right.
And now they're restocked. I mean, okay, they're not the Padres. They're not the White Sox right now. They're not the Atlanta Braves. But considering they were ranked at the bottom in Major League Baseball, and the fact that they have gone out and spent an off season of acquiring some young players, there are going to be moments on the calendar, on the baseball calendar this year in 2019, Bucky, in which you're going to be able to look forward to seeing Justice Sheffield for the first time,
right.
Seeing J.P. Crawford in a Mariner uniform for the first time, seeing Justin Dunn potentially come up and play for the Mariners. I mean, it's not the ideal way to start a season for any fan base, but there are some little markers that lie ahead in the future that there's an excitement level that hasn't been here the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. I mean, I think everybody in the world would want to go into spring training and be talking about this is a championship caliber squad. You know you got this unbelievable leadoff guy and your lineup's amazing, your starting rotation, the back end, your bullpens. That's not what we're looking at here. There's some bright spots. There's some things that we have seen before. You know, we're watching Marco Gonzalez over there doing some of his recording stuff right now, and He's a guy that showed some stuff last year that you're looking forward to seeing him continue to kind of build on. But talking about the prospect side of it, yeah, we haven't had that around here for a while. It's been a depleted minor league system. It's been a depleted system of prospects, period. And you weren't bringing a whole bunch of homegrown, you know, young studs up. We're going to get to see that this year. To me, obviously, I want to see a championship team. Everybody does. But I really enjoy. I'm looking forward to the season. Well, I know there's a lot of Mariner fans out there that are like, Matt, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah. I'm tired of rebuilding. What are we rebuilding? It's never been anything to rebuild. Yeah. Well, okay, I get it. I get your frustration. That being said, I'm looking forward to hearing or to watching a group of young guys come and show me what you got. You know what I mean? Show off. Show me what you got, because it's kind of a little – It's a trial run. It's your audition to see, are you going to be part of this squad that is planning on being successful? Yeah. And it's an experiment that Jerry Dipoto is doing. He's putting these guys together, and they're going to throw as many things as they can against the wall and see what sticks. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you're not all that much of a culinary adventurer.
No, I'm not.
I am. I am. It doesn't mean that I don't know what my favorite food is. You know, I know what my death row meal is.
Okay.
I know where I'm going to have it. I know what I'm going to order, and it's going to be some sort of steak, potato, and vegetable. Okay?
All right.
I know exactly what my favorite meal is, but that doesn't mean that I don't like to try other things.
Right.
To see, oh, well, maybe that is something that I really like.
Okay.
And that's kind of what yes. what this season is. It's not the ideal season to go into. It's not, you know, El Gaucho steak, mashed potatoes.
This is true.
And broccolini.
Sure.
Made to perfection. Okay.
Sure.
But it is like sort of like I'm out of the country and maybe I'm going to like the fare over here if I try it. But
yeah,
I'm certainly excited about trying.
Yeah. If you're in Venezuela, you better try an empanada.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't just go to McDonald's every day, folks. It's, you got to check it out. You might like it.
Yeah.
So you're 100%. There is some new flavors out there. There's some new things to try, and I have a feeling that – well, I don't have a feeling. I'm positive. There's going to be some stuff that we end up going, I'm going to go back there. I want that meal again.
And I
don't know for sure who it is going to be yet. You know, there's some new blood that some of them we're going to fall in love with, and then there's some old guys that, you know, we saw Kyle Seager walk by. That's a guy that I'm looking forward to seeing him bounce back. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing him kind of come back and be that guy that has been a mainstay in the middle of that lineup and defensively at the hot corner. I'm looking forward to seeing some of the old guys bounce back and some of the new guys come to fruition.
Yeah, and by the way, and we're going to talk more about this later, noticeably thinner.
Yes.
Did you just see that?
Yes.
I mean, I read about it, but I don't know if the stories did it justice.
No.
Like noticeably thinner.
Yes. Well, he was starting to get a little bit of that dump truck booty on him, right? I mean, he's always had some thickness there, which is... It's good. Those are the go muscles. Those are power muscles. It started getting a little bit, I don't want to say it was over because I don't know, but he wasn't moving the same at 30. He wasn't moving like Gold Glover out there. And so, I guess we'll talk about it more. He put in a little extra time into some flexibility and definitely looks slimmed down. I like it.
All right. Well, let's finish out this segment, but we do want to talk more about that coming up on the program. But the other aspect of this is that this is not the prototypical rebuild.
Right.
It is not what other organizations have gone through. Like, for example, the Houston Astros went through a 5-year plan to take everything, take it down to as bad as you can get, and then hopefully do it the right way. And they did.
Right.
Good for them.
Yep.
And they're set up, it looks like, for years to come.
Dang it.
The Chicago White Sox were like, okay, we'll try that. And they've done that, and they're like year three of it. And by the way, it's not humming along.
No.
Okay? The Miami Marlins are in year two of theirs, and there are a lot of people questioning, you know, you didn't get enough for Stanton and for Yelich and Ozuna. So this is something that's going on in baseball where a lot of people are taking that blueprint and applying it to their own organization to do it the right way. Mariners aren't doing that. So, yes, this is a rebuild. Yes, there are going to be those new faces that we talked about, and you'll be able to try some different tastes and see what we like, right?
Right.
But in the meantime, you know what? There's a projection of 74 wins for this team. That's certainly, it's kind of snoozy, 74 wins, thinking about a 74-win season, but it's not
It's not gross.
It's not gross. It's not, you know, awful baseball. I mean, no. This is going to be a competitive team that we're going to see take the field in 2019, or at least it should be. It seems to be that way on paper. And I don't know if this makes people feel better or worse, but let's say 74 wins is the total. I mean, little over 40 years of history here for the Mariners, that's going to be about your 20th best season.
Oh, ah, yuck. That doesn't make
me feel
good.
Actually, I take that back, 20th worst. So like your 22nd best season in franchise history.
Yeah, it's middle of the road.
The point is, you've watched a lot worse baseball as Mariner fans than what you're probably going to watch this upcoming season. So while this team is rebuilding, while this team has its prize on championship baseball, hopefully sooner than later, a competitive team at least is going to be taking the field this year.
Well, when you first said that, that's a good little stat there. That's when you first said it, made me go, oh. And then when you kind of quantify it by saying, no, you've watched way worse baseball.
Yeah.
That is actually a good way of looking at it. I mean, that's in large part, that's the way that I'm looking at it. Just simply from, I'm looking forward to seeing what some of the young guys do. I'm looking forward to seeing what some of the older guys do, you know, what they can bounce back and do. And so there's going to be some enjoyable spots. There's going to be some frustrating games. I can guarantee it. They're, you know, just because you're going to have some, you know, you're going to have some times when somebody doesn't do what you would hope they do, whether it's a young guy or an old guy. But I'm looking forward to seeing the entire thing, that's for sure.
All right. Well, we are looking forward to chatting with some of these Mariners here today. So hopefully that's exactly what we're going to do coming up on the other side. And if not, we'll talk about Skinny Seager. It's Bucky Jacobson. It's Chuck Powell at Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Hey, it's Ian Furness from Master Park Airport Valet Parking. You know, it's a new year, which always brings new resolutions all designed to better one's life and then a feeling of failure when they get forgotten. So let me give you an easy resolution you can keep for the entire year. For your trips to the airport this year, skip the expense of alternative taxis, the inconvenience of bugging friends and family, and use Master Park Airport Parking. Valet Parking is about service and convenience and the best prices. Treat yourself to a safe, secure, dry, and convenient beginning and end for your trip. Start and end. Your next trip, relaxed and stress-free. Find out for yourself at MasterParking.com.
Now back to Chuck and Buck in the morning, live from Peoria, and our special coverage of Mariners spring training on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
This is kind of strange because I was just thinking in this offseason, Bucky, I'm like, number zero, that doesn't get worn enough in Major League Baseball. And look at this guy.
It's a growing number, you know.
I love it.
There's a lot more people wearing it than it was maybe like 3 years ago.
The only people that wear it, though, and Malik Smith is with us here live at spring training, are the guys like Odubi McDowell. Do you remember that name? Whose name started with an O.
I don't remember that name.
Al Oliver.
He dropped one on me.
Yeah, he did.
Al Oliver was a former great back in the day. You don't know
okay,
Al Oliver. But if your name started with an O, first or last name, then you'd put a zero. Adam Ottavino.
Okay. Yes,
now, there's a modern day.
Me.
What's that?
You lose me. Ottavino.
Ottavino.
But I get it.
Adam Ottavino is a really good pitcher.
He's a current pitcher.
He just signed a huge free agent contract.
I don't pay attention to pitchers.
Oh, jeez.
I feel you.
Non-athletes?
Nah.
Tell me like an athlete. Tell me an athlete with an O, and then I'll...
Malik Smith.
Oliver Perez.
I don't know.
I don't want to know him.
It's some athletes out there. I tried to bunt on Lorenzen for the Reds. Oh, yeah. Man, he's an athlete. He was All-American in college.
Well, yeah, but he can hit. Too. Like, right, he's an actual athlete.
That's
pitcher.
What I'm saying. Right,
there's a few of them that
don't
are.
Don't sleep on all the pitchers now.
Hey, that's right.
A couple.
Yeah,
a handful.
A couple of athletes. The rest of them are like golfers that.
Good golfers.
Iron Mikes.
Well, Malik Smith certainly qualifies. We've got speed. More speed to add to this lineup for this upcoming year.
Malik
was acquired from the Tampa Bay Rays in the offseason in the Mike Zunino trade. So this is your first Mariners spring training. This is your, you know, you got a couple of practices under your belt, but you got a shoulder problem. What's going on? Update us.
The running joke that I say is I was trying to get an 80 arm. Over one off season. And
where are you right now?
I'm definitely not at an 80.
No. That sucks.
Oh man. But I just ramped it up a little bit too soon. and I tried to apply a new way of throwing on myself, and in an effort to get it right and perfect on the first day that I actually went out there and put some real effort in there, I just went too hard.
Okay.
You know, a young, energetic mistake, but it wasn't necessarily too bad. You know, it's just something that just kind of inflamed on me.
So. My very first spring training, we had this kid, Juan Baez was his name, but a different Juan Baez. Lefty had a hose out in right field, and I'm out there in right field like, well, I gotta match this.
Oh, man.
And boy, for like the first 2 weeks of spring training, my elbow was barking like nothing else. So same type of thing.
I'm a piggyback off of that. My so one of my good friends, he's in the Arizona Diamondbacks minor league affiliates named Tremaine Holmes. He was throwing with me, and he has a better arm than me. And I'm over here watching him make his throws, and I'm like, I gotta do it like that.
I'm gonna get it.
I'm competing with him. I'm trying to compete with him and then work on things, and it's just all backfire. Yeah. I let my emotions get the best of me right there.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake.
All right, well, so for people that are listening, like, there's a scouting grade on every aspect of a player. So 20's the low. You can't really go under 20.
Yeah, that was my speed.
Unless,
I was a 20.
And then 80 is the high.
Yes.
I mean, that's as high as you really can go.
Right.
I guess if you were, you know, like, Superman probably has like a 95.
Probably.
Yeah, but 80's about as high. 80 is the highest you can go, so that's what he means. I'm trying to get an 80 arm.
Mm-hmm.
What is your speed?
My speed?
Yeah.
On the 20 to 80?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say 80.
You're going to go 80.
I'm going to confidently say 80. Yeah. Not cocky, but confidently.
Okay. And now, 88 stolen bases in a season in the minor leagues, but you've never had that chance to play every day for a full major league season because you're a young guy. And you're probably, as far as I'm concerned, penciled in center field leading off. That's how I'm seeing it. So what are you thinking for a full major league season with a green light where your manager's pretty much said, we're going to run?
I'm thinking, let's go. Let's hop on that horse and let's get it.
So
you
there's
know?
Not going to be that July where you're on first base and you're like, I'm not really feeling it today.
Oh, man, I don't even know what that means. You know, every day I'm going to make sure my body is – I'm going to get up, get loose, so I can make sure that I'm ready to take off on anybody at a moment's notice.
Uh-huh. Wow. And D. Gordon's got to be one of your favorite players.
Yes, definitely.
In the league. So to have him around to mentor you a little bit and to compete with.
Yes, even better.
But a little strange?
No. No, actually, it's more exciting than anything because – you know, normally you don't get two guys with the base stealing that are base stealers. You know, you may have a base stealer and then a guy that's a base stealing threat. Now, me and D are actually two bona fide base stealers. So,
do you want to be back to back with him?
I mean, that'd be awesome.
Wherever it is in the lineup, whether
doesn't
it's 1
matter.
2, 9
doesn't
1,
matter.
Whatever the case.
I would love to be back to back.
You don't want to be behind some. You don't want to be behind.
Well, there's zero chance they would ever put him behind me. Ever.
It's horrible. When you're behind the guys that don't run, it kind of clogs up the bases a little bit. So being able to be back to back with Dean, you know, either way it goes, you know, I think it'll be very fun for both of us. One, because we can watch each other steal. And then two, you know, they got to be quick to the plate. You're more likely they got to throw fastballs. So, like, it's going to put both of us in a better hitting situation also. So, you know, we'll just be it'll be a track meet around the bases,
there
really.
There we go. Malik Smith is our guest, one of the new Mariners. Looking forward to him in 2019. Where is your power on the 20 to 80 scale? Because I think you've got more than people believe. I saw you hit one in Tampa Bay that went nearly up, like halfway up the right field bleachers this past year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that was
got him.
Yeah, that was
got him.
A little no doubter. I feel like, you know, I got pop.
Maybe not power, but
maybe
pop.
Yeah, just a little pop. You know, I got enough pop to get me in trouble.
Okay.
So I say that to say, like, you know, I got to.
Don't try.
Don't try. Can't try. Yeah. Can't try because I'm not a guy who can kind of miss it and it still goes. Like, every time I hit a homer, I got it. I got it off the bat. It's not a mistake. I mean, it's not a, oh, it scraped over, I don't know. If I don't know, you better haul tail because it's probably landing somewhere and you need to get on two or three.
Yeah.
But on the scale, you know, I'm going to say like 40 right now. I can't go no higher than that. I haven't done enough to put myself up there in that area of life.
Okay. I like that, though. That's good. That's good that he doesn't want to get – I got enough that I can get in trouble. We had the first round of Chad Green, fastest. I don't know if you remember. Came out of Kentucky. Fastest I'll get up. But the dude had some pop, too. And he wanted to drive balls out of the yard, and then he'd end up popping up balls to the infield all day long. It's like, dude, you can beat out anything hit to the right of the shortstop. Right. I mean, just do what you're supposed to do, and then every once in a while run into one.
Right. It's self-awareness, man. I'm going to tell you, do you remember the name Mike Hampton?
Yes.
Okay, he was a pitcher who got to Colorado and started hitting at Coors Field, and all of a sudden all he wanted to do was hit. I don't even want to pitch anymore. Mm-hmm. So it was like this. You got to know what you are.
Right.
If you end up being more than that, awesome. But he was like, I just want to hit now. No, you have a $165 million contract to pitch.
Right.
Put down the damn bat.
Right.
Yeah. So you just
know your role.
Know what you are.
Know what you are. Know who you are. And also know what you want to improve on, you know.
Yeah.
Or know what else you want to become.
Yeah.
You know, he wanted to become a hitter. It's like, okay, that's cool, but let's not forget about being a pitcher, you know, first. You know, I want to drive. Of course, I want to hit the long ball. Everybody wants to hit the long ball, but I need to make sure that I'm still getting on base. And
How excited are you just to purely play every day?
Extremely. You know, just being able to show up to the field and come knowing that you're supposed to play, like they're expecting you to play. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not coming to the field necessarily thinking or wondering if you're gonna play. You're showing up knowing that you're in the lineup, you're penciled in, and your performance matters every day. Every day they count on you to bring something to the table to help the team win. That is extremely exciting because what else did I show up here to do?
I think, I mean, you had Kiermaier in center field when he was healthy, and he's outstanding.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah. So they're moving you around.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing left some, right some.
I play left and right the same amount.
How important is it to play the same position every day for you?
Just getting comfortable, you know. Getting comfortable in one area, knowing that you're going out there and you're going to be in that one position allows you to work that craft in that position and become a little bit more specific in your detail in your practice, you know, and you have to, the things that you focus on are all the same all the time. And when I say that, like, if you're playing center field, you're looking at the shortstop and the second baseman all the time. You know you got to communicate with the left fielder and the right fielder. You know you have priority, so when you speak and call for the ball, it's your job to catch the ball versus when you move around and you've been playing center and then you move to left and you still have that mentality that I have full priority, you know, that can get you in trouble, you know, when your center fielder go around, cause collisions, you know, not from being undisciplined, but just from getting used to being in one area.
Yeah.
And when you bounce around, you can kind of get lost in you can get lost in what your role is, what your responsibility is. So, being in one area, you can not only know what your responsibility is, but understand it in a deeper detail. So it just allows you to be more prepared every day.
You getting to know your new teammates? You got a lot of them.
Yes, I got
all
a lot of them.
You got all of them. They're new teammates, dude.
I'm trying to scatter around, you know, especially while everything is cool and just calm. And,
You're pretty shy, though, right?
Ah, yeah. I freak out when I see new people, man. Like I don't know how to say. My little shell.
And,
you know, people have to like kind of force me to be in conversations. It's kind of weird, but you know,
girls make you nervous.
Girls freak me out.
Yeah.
When they look at me, I look away real quick.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. Don't touch me.
Oh, I love it. Hey, dude, I got to ask real quick. So, I mean, power, like a speed guy, when you're getting up there hit, like you guys tend to try to take a few more pitches here and there, work counts, you know, because you want to get on base. You can't steal first base, right?
Right.
Do you use the bunting? I think bunting is kind of a lost art to some extent. Back in the day, there's fast guys that always do that. Do you end up laying it down a little bit, or you know kind of more of a just kind of use the middle of the field and go the other way type of guy?
I definitely lay it down. You know, bunting is definitely something I work at. But at the end of the day, I want to be really good in bunting, and I want to be really good in hitting, so that ultimately, being a speed guy, they can't play me any type of way. You can't.
Right.
If you take something away, I still got the other thing.
Right.
So, you know, they have to kind of just pick their poison.
Nice. I like that.
I'm excited to have you on this team, man.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
You know, I've got nothing but positive vibes from each and every person I've got.
That's you met Griff saying. Yet?
I met Griffin.
Roaming his center field out there.
I know, right? Shoot, I hope he can come through and give me some pointers.
He'll probably just tell you to put your hat on backwards.
Probably. Yeah. And if Griffin tells me to put my hat on backwards, I don't want to hear nothing from anybody else about what my hat is doing.
First time I met him, I had them baby blue shoes. They matched my outfit. Mm-hmm. I liked them. And he's like, what in the hell? And I'm like, and I'm just like an idol of mine. I'm like, Griffey's talking to me right now, and then it took me about five seconds.
I disappointed him.
It took me about 5 seconds to get over, like, oh my God, Griffey's talking to me, and then I realized he's talking trash to me, actually. Yeah. He's clowning me. I have still not worn those shoes since then.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to Baby
Sorry
Blues.
About it. Yep. Yeah. Sorry about it. Thanks, Griff. Appreciate that.
All right, Malik, we're going to let you go here in a little bit, but we want to have you play a game.
Uh-oh.
You want to play a game?
Come on, let's play.
Let's play. Yeah. How famous are you?
Oof.
All right, here we're going to do this.
Not very.
I'm going to Google search this.
Okay.
All right, and then we're going to spell your name out on Google.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to figure out when your name pops up first on a Google search.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm
all right.
Ready.
So M, I just put in M. Do you think you're the most famous M out there?
Not at all.
Who do you think is?
M?
Yeah.
The first M name that pops
Google
up.
Google search. Not
Google
most
search.
Famous.
Okay,
person,
okay, okay.
Then you're probably going like Mike Tyson or
no, I was
Mike
actually going to say Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King, yeah. But Google search.
Okay, Google search. The first M?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think you're going to get it.
It's a person?
It's a person.
It's a person.
Yeah.
Does he run a Fortune 500?
No, he does not. As a matter of fact, he's not even a he.
Oh. What?
Wow.
Country music star Miranda Lambert.
Definitely not getting that.
Wow.
Congratulations, Miranda.
M.A.
Jeez. Hard.
These are hard.
I know. Yeah. It's so common for me. My first four letters in my name, I know my name's not going to pop up.
I have a feeling once you get to Malik's, it's going to pop
up. Once you get that E sets it up. You know, and then it's like, all right.
That sets up everything.
Yes, but Mall, you know, first four letters is Mall, so they're gonna probably tell you what a Scottsdale Mall is on the Google search.
So true.
All right, so M-A is Mary Poppins.
Oh, I wasn't going to get that.
Wow.
M-A-L is Malcolm X.
I could have worked my way into that one.
Mall of America.
Right.
But Mallory Moore's the first name that pops up. M-A-L-L-E. Look at that.
There it is.
There it is. I mean, there are a few words that come up, but the first name? Malik Smith. There you go. You're the most famous M-A-L-L-E in the world.
Wow.
That's how famous you are, Malik Smith.
Wow.
I never knew I could be so famous.
Well, you're going to get more famous, man.
Okay,
we're excited
that.
To watch.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
No
we
problem.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You for having
Enjoy
me.
Spring training and stay healthy, all right?
Yes, sir.
Get healthy and stay healthy.
I got you. That's
all right. Malik Smith joining us here on the program. Man, I can't wait to watch this guy, number zero, out there on the court for this upcoming year. So, Malik Smith getting ready to roam center field. And we're going to I have a feeling he's going to become a fan favorite.
Well, how can he not? Yeah. The dude can talk, man.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Funny. I'll tell you what. Like he's my kind of guy. I mean, he's OKG's our kind of guy. Can talk, good personality. I'm going to tell you. I mean, I don't know why or how it worked being like getting the fans ended up liking me when I was in Seattle, and I have to think it's in large part from the same type of thing. Just having a personality, like letting people know who you are, what you're all about, you know, having a sense of humor,
yep.
Being able to chop it up with whoever you're talking to. Speed is a fun thing to watch.
I couldn't agree more.
I mean, he's
and I think it's coming back. I do. I think baseball is I mean, it's just a cyclical thing, man. I mean, power's always, since Babe Ruth introduced power to the sport, power's always going to be the thing that a fan loves the most. But that being said, I think we went too far with it here in recent years, and I think we did it because of analytics, and I think they misread the numbers. And frankly, the Kansas City Royals won a world championship by putting the ball in play and being faster and cleaner than everyone else in the sport. And I said this at the time when Jerry Dipoto took over. He's not building this team. It doesn't. After a year of watching his moves, he's not building the team to mirror, you know, some of the world champions here recently. The team that it's most closely resembling is that Kansas City team. I think he just loves the idea of putting the ball in play and getting some speed out on the base paths. And, you know, maybe D. Gordon's not part of this future, Bucky, but that guy is.
Yeah.
That guy is going to be a major part.
Yeah, well, and understandably so. I mean, one, he's younger. He's more controllable at this point in time. And if you're in the middle of rebuilding, you're trying to look at guys that you think, how high is their ceiling? I don't know what their ceiling is yet, but that's what the term prospect is, or potential is. Yeah. Is you're not good now, necessarily. Not that he's not good, but you haven't reached your potential. You know, I mean, we know what some of the other guys in this squad, we know what their potential is, and now it's a matter of living up to it. Some of these guys, like, boy, your ceiling, we don't know where it is. Yeah. But if it ends up being as high as we hope, or as high as it's projected, boy, there's going to be some fun stuff to watch for years to come. And he's one I like what he said about, I'm a guy, I'm going to lay it down every once in a while, but I'm obviously not going to be a guy that just bunts and can't hit. But because if they're going to come way in to take away the bunt, well, now all of a sudden it opens up some knocks. I mean, you slap one down there past the third baseman or something, and next thing you know, he's going to be standing on two, and he's one or two pitches away from stealing third base. Speed doesn't slump, or speed shouldn't slump if you can stay healthy. And he's going to bring some speed to this ball club,
he's going to bring an attitude too. I mean, I think back to Media Day, and it's a quote that you've repeated numerous times since Media Day. He's the guy that said, "We're not looking at this as a rebuild. I'm going out to win a game every day."
Yeah,
you know, and that's got to be the mentality of this young core. This new young core that Jerry Dipoto has put together, and he's kind of going to be—he's going to be the mouth of that,
right? Well,
I mean, he's going to be a leader.
Yes,
I mean, you can see it. He took over that press conference. He took over the entire media day with his personality. He took over that interview with his personality, and that's going to rub off. I mean, I love the I'm real shy. I really climb into my shell. Girls terrified.
Yeah, it's scary. They look at me and I turn away. Yeah, right. You do.
Yeah.
No, that dude. He's definitely capable of kind of holding the room and kind of definitely. Yeah. You know, making his place. I think that he also knows, you know, there's some humility there. Like, I'm not saying I'm a 40. I haven't done enough to say I'm anything else as far as power goes. I think that he knows his place right now, but he's going to be himself. He's confident enough in himself. He's going to be himself, and himself, like he said at that media day, he's not going out there thinking, oh, well, we're in rebuild. We're going to go out here and lose. That's what we're expected to do. No, he's going to go out and try to show off every single day. And if the whole team does it, crazier things have happened than the team like this with a bunch of young, unproven guys winning some ball games. I mean, they could surprise some people and win more than the 74 that everybody hasn't projected at.
Chuck and Buck here from spring training. We are an hour and 40 minutes into our week of shows, so excited to be here, excited to bring you the 2019 Mariners as they get things cranked up. We'll come back in a moment. We will talk about Skinny Seager next.
Now back to Chuck and Buck in the Morning, live from Peoria, and our special coverage of Mariners spring training on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Chuck and Buck in the Morning, Sports Radio 950 KJR. We are live here from Peoria, Arizona. Mariners spring training, where we're going to be all week long. Bucky Jacobson with a baseball in his hands, I think feeling the phantom limb of what it was like to be a player.
I am.
He's like, I can just see it in his eyes, like memories are flooding back, and he's got that itch, that Ray Charles itch. He can't sit still in his piano bench, Slick Hawk.
Yeah.
He's just acting like he's got to get out there and play. I think he's getting ready to go get a uniform.
No, I'll rip one of these uniforms off this kid if I could go play again.
Yeah.
I want to go hit. I am seeing I'm sure that this is a group of non-athletes just based on, I mean, pitchers, just based on the way they look, doing ladder drills right now, and there's zero part of me that wants to do that. The little speed and agility drills they had us do, I didn't say anything. I just did them. But I was thinking to myself, like, you know what these are called, right? Hey, let's go do speed and agility drills. Why do I have to do these? Can I not just go hit some more? I'm not here for speed and agility, folks.
Yeah,
that's why I really don't understand why pitchers are doing it either. But yeah,
they need agility.
They do.
Yeah.
Why?
You got to cover first base.
Oh, they're just not.
They
need to do way more because they're not very good at that.
Maybe not speed. They need agility. Yeah.
They need a lot of things is what they need. But, no, it is flooding back. It's media day, or not media day, picture day, and they're doing these interviews, and guys are rolling around. It makes me miss coming out here and getting to do this, chase that dream. That was fun.
Yeah, I will say this. By the way, did you know it's President's Day?
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't even think people are working today.
Sure. No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I did not know that. I knew. I did know that it's the birthday of Mary the First, Queen Mary the First, Bloody Mary.
How did you know that?
My wife informs me of tidbits of details like that. She's very, very smart.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad that that came up.
She was going to be my ginger of the day, possibly.
Oh.
I don't have one here yet. We don't have one picked out.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, we got a lot of things that we're going to cover today, so a lot of things we haven't gotten to. One thing that has become a topic today that we haven't discussed, but let's use the last 4 minutes of our hour here today to discuss it. Bucky pointed out right off the bat today that when you show up, you kind of look around at your teammates, and for a lot of these guys, there's so many new teammates for them, but you kind of assess your other classmates from past years
and
what they did in the offseason, and you can tell almost immediately by their waistline. And I'm telling you, I mean, I think I notice differences in just about everybody that I've seen, but the most noticeable one is no doubt Kyle Seager. I mean, he walked through here, and he looked skinny.
Yeah.
Skinny Seager.
Yeah, skinny Seager. Looked good. I mean, look, he didn't look skinny. He looked skinny in his neck. You know, he kind of has that, I don't know, the beefy jaw muscles, you know what I'm talking about? Like the jaw muscles are like, and he has that. But
he's got a big head, is what you're saying.
He does have a big head.
He kind of looks like Stewie from Family Guy.
All right. Yes, he does. Okay, good, good. We can go there with that. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. But, yes, neck looks skinnier. His dump truck booty definitely is lost.
He looks like one of the children from the Payday board game. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yes. Yes. I'm going to say, and I can say this. See, I believe that bald people can make fun of bald people, so I can make fun of people that are bald. Fat people can make fun of fat people. I'm fat. I can make fun of them. So he doesn't have the beep. Beep, like if he was walking backwards, like he was starting to get to where he had a little bit of a dump truck booty on him, and he looks like he slimmed down a little bit. We read something, I think it was Divish wrote a little bit of a story on it about how he wouldn't necessarily say that he's classified as the best shape of his life, which I don't know where he's getting that necessarily. I don't know what the best shape of his life was, but he definitely has slimmed down. He was working on agility and a different workout regimen this offseason, and it looks like it. I'm glad because that's one thing I didn't like is the kind of decline in his defense last year. That was a little frustrating to me.
Yeah. There is this thought in football that you need to come in heavier because you know you're going to lose weight. Baseball's not quite as active.
No.
So is there a feeling that you better come in lean at the beginning because you're going to put it on?
I don't know. I suppose there's probably some people.
Or is it just the opposite because you're probably not having the same lifting regimen during the season that you have in the off season?
I know certain people were different ways. I ended up kind of being about the same, but I don't know if that was. I think it was just a genetic thing. It didn't matter. I had a hard time.
You're not like Junior that way.
Yeah. I just. This is who I am. Maybe. Yes. I'm a lot. That might be the only thing that I'm like Junior in.
I wanted to throw you that.
Well, thank you, because. Definitely not in athleticism or hitting ability or really anything that involves baseball other than, yes, we kind of stayed the same weight without much effort. So there, I'll take that. I'll take that and I'll run with it to the bank. But I know some people, I do have some buddies that I know worked their tail off in the offseason to get as big or strong as they could possibly be, and it decreased over the course of the season. So they actually would lose weight. They would lose muscle. And then I know some other people who they've worked hard in the offseason to kind of slim down, but they're natural. If they weren't careful, drank too many beers and didn't do enough cardio, didn't work out enough, they would put on pounds. So it's kind of different about who you are. I don't know, Seager. I mean, I just think that he did it. I need to get back to being a little bit quicker. That's one thing that happens as a veteran. You have to figure out how you're going to work out. Like, what is the ideal situation for my body? We watched it with Felix multiple times where he was a young stallion at first, and then he kind of plumped up a little bit there, and then lately he's been coming in in a little more of a slim fashion. As a veteran, you have to figure out, what is my workout regimen that's going to keep this older version of myself, 30s, you know, some 30-year-old, what is the workout regimen to keep me in shape, ready to go do this marathon of a baseball season?
All right. Well, we have had our show, our normal show, hijacked a bit by our surroundings. There's no question about that. And we'll allow that to occur. We are willing victims. Yep. That being said, we will try to stick to some of the elements, including the Ocho. So the 8 top stories of the day in 8 minutes. Coming up next, Sports Radio 950 KJR.